back to our special Longest Day broadcast with Chuck and John, plus a whole bunch of memorable voices from Minnesota's radio history on Bob FM.
I miss those so much.
We had so much fun on Bob, and so we're having more fun this time around. And we're 10 years after the fact. Chuck and John back for a day, the longest day, with a cast of wonderful, beloved radio people.
Some of the best.
Some of the very best ever. And a whole bunch yet to come this morning in the next hour. I mean, we're going to hear from Dave Lee, the True Don Blue, Denny Long, Kim Jeffries, Ron Shera. We have so many people before 3 o'clock this afternoon. And we have names to announce.
I got
to
say thank you. Maura herself actually donated to our cause for the FM team.
Thank you.
But on top of that, Darren Wagner, Kathy Hanlon, and a good personal friend of mine, Burl Nabisco Johnson, also contributed to today.
Wait a minute. You don't get to say that without telling us what the Nabisco is all about.
Well, yeah. Burl Johnson, he's one of the guys that I go fishing with up at Ballard's. Yeah. It's coming up in a couple weeks. In the first year that we went up together, you know, we were sitting, talking, chatting, and we're introducing ourselves, and he's saying, you know, my name is Burl Johnson, and my middle name was named after a cracker. And I said, you mean Nabisco?
Yeah.
And that's how he got his nickname, Burl.
It was
Nabisco.
A walk away.
It was just, yeah.
I've been trying to get rid of the nickname Dump Truck. I'd stop, you know. That's what Neil Freeman gave me, was John Dump Truck Engen.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
That was after you left. Well, look at the abuse I felt.
Hang on. There it is.
I thought his nickname for you was Stupid.
Well, that's just his.
No, it was Idiot.
Oh, my
yes,
God.
Yes,
that's how he shows me affection. I chose Dump Truck over Combo Platter.
So thank you for all the donations that are coming in. There's a lot coming in at mybobcountry.com when you hit the donate button, and it'll take you right to the page. It's very secure. Any amount that you can give, if it's $10, $20, we know that we passed the goal of $1,000 this past hour.
What if we surpassed it the same way this hour?
That would be wonderful.
In the 11 o'clock hour, it's 11:06. Can we make this thing happen again?
Can we do another $1,000 or more?
You know, we can't do it ourselves. That's the deal. All we can do is stare at the phones. We can answer them when you call 763-450-0500.
And we have some wonderful people from Alzheimer's from the Minnesota office that also covers North Dakota. Amy is with us, communications director, right?
Yeah, great. Thanks for having me on.
Right,
I'll get my mouth right up to this microphone. I'm with the Alzheimer's Association, so the Minnesota North Dakota chapter, and we're just so grateful for everyone who's, you know, donating today, and those donations are going to help local services for families and individuals who are really impacted by the disease, as well as research to hopefully get some treatments that are working better and better every day, and then also help with just, you know, any support that we can give online and other ways.
Yes. So how many in Minnesota that we know about?
Sure. Well, we have an estimate in Minnesota alone, there's 99,000 people living with Alzheimer's and 170,000 unpaid family caregivers. So more caregivers than people, because we know it takes a village to really support those people.
Caregiving is really tough work.
It is. Yeah. It's really tough. And that's a lot of what we do. We have those support groups that are free. We have classes and education that are free for people who are going through this. We just don't want people to go through it alone.
Fourth leading cause of death in Minnesota?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's true. And it's kind of surprising. People don't realize it actually takes more lives than breast cancer and prostate cancer combined. So it's really important to learn about it. And, you know, if you do know someone who seems to be having memory issues, maybe it's you yourself, reach out to your doctor. There's tests they can do. And if you get an earlier diagnosis, there's more options to treat it and resources that you can get connected to.
So looking ahead to the almost 100,000 Minnesotans. What does that look like 4 or 5 years down the road?
Yeah, unfortunately, with, you know, the baby boomer generation, a lot of people aging, that number is expected to grow 21% in 5 years. Mm. So we really got to get ahead of this and make sure that people are getting diagnosed early.
Well, and how do you do that? Where do you go? How does that start? If I've got a loved one that's I've been through it twice. I've seen what it does. Mm-hmm. But as you start to suspect, where do you go?
Yeah, you really just want to start with your primary care physician. So going in, talking to them about some of the symptoms you might be feeling or concerns you might have. And then, you know, it goes from there. They might refer you to someone else. The other thing you can do is go to our website, which is alz.org. And there's lots of great resources on there, as well as places that you can turn to locally for resources like long-term care and things like that.
When we started into this with my father-in-law, we had no idea. And I wish we would have known about the Alzheimer's helpline. Mm-hmm. Because my understanding is it is staffed 24/7, 365 with extremely knowledgeable and helpful people.
Yes, it is. And there are people who have, you know, specific experience in this disease. And, you know, you can call the helpline 24/7. It's 800-272-3900 for that. Or you can find it on our website at alz.org. The other thing is we have translators available. So if you know someone who speaks a different language, they can call in and get help through a translator.
Yeah, is that 711, I think, is the number that I remember, that I wrote down for that? Well, thank you for coming in. Thank you for being a part of this. We'll have more of your staff coming in the next hour and the next 2 hours after that. It's almost 10 minutes after 11 o'clock on Bob FM, The Longest Day. And John, we got so much going on here this morning. If they would just donate.
Yeah, you know, this is such an essential part of this whole thing. We're opening up doors right now that people, I know that you're listening and you're saying, I didn't even know that was available. We have some of this going on in our family. And the caregiver right now is 83 years old. Can you imagine what that man is going through trying to deal with those levels, not understanding that there is help, that there is help? You know what you're giving to when you call 763-450-0500? You're helping people help those that they love and they've loved all their lives for the most part. Mm-hmm. They just need help. Give them the help that they need right now. Gifts of $20, $100. Yep. I'm looking for guy who's going to step up and say, I got $1,000 in my back pocket. And it's going straight to this.
Yeah, and do a matching if you want to.
Absolutely. But
with your $1,000.
You've got a couple of options in life. Either you're making scratches or you're kicking dents. And I say, let's kick some dents today, okay?
Let's roll it over.
Yeah, let's do it. The number is 763-450-0500. Line available right now. Step up and let's get some help for these dear people.
Let's find out who's coming up next on Bob.
So coming up to 8 minutes after 7 o'clock, and we'll have Twins baseball tonight, by the way, at 8:40 is when our pregame coverage. But in the meantime, we have a special presentation from CCO Radio News. Until that pregame time at 8:40 tonight, Rich Holter is by my side. Good evening, Rich.
Good evening, Denny.
A special look at the crisis in China this evening.
It certainly is. We have a continuing crisis in China. Americans have been watching intently for the past 2 weeks, as we all know, as the Soviet-China summit was transformed into a mass cry for democracy inside China. Now, the stage for thousands of demonstrating students and their supporters was Tiananmen Square in Beijing.
Denny Long, welcome to Bob FM and The Longest Day.
Thank you so much. I think we should hire that guy I just heard.
Now, Roger Strom is in the studio, and he's listening to every word.
So watch it,
well,
Denny.
I'll tell you what. It is so great to hear Stommy's voice. It's been so long, and I sure wish you would have been along all these years. But you know how it works.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I'm still hanging in there. My pal Dan Hertzgard, I think, quoted himself years ago saying, the announcer that just won't go away.
Well, we had to drag Strami out of the woods of Wisconsin. We finally found him. He had a red flag on the back of his head. So, that must be Strami.
And
that's
have
great to hear.
Thank you for helping support The Longest Day. We did reach our fundraising goal the first hour, so now in this second hour, again, we're asking for $1,000 an hour from the Bob listening audience. That call 763-450-0500.
On that note, just I don't want to interrupt too much.
Yes.
We're already more than halfway to that mark.
Come on, folks.
Fantastic.
Get her done.
Oh, man. And,
I've been listening. I've been listening this last hour and a half almost.
Boy, thank you. Well, then you heard.
You guys are doing a great job.
You heard Roger and the others, and I know that you've been a caregiver, and I believe you still are. So,
well, yes, in a different way, but I was really impressed by keeping in mind that my mother passed away from Alzheimer's 17 years ago. So keep in mind, I became, and with Cheryl, your wife Cheryl, interesting couple of lines, unpaid caregivers. I had never heard that term, although it wasn't a matter of being paid or not, but the stress level that people who are caregivers go through, as you both know, both of you guys know, is really, really huge. And the sundowning, that term I had never heard before, but I won't belabor this, but since it was that many years ago, after my father passed away in 91, my wife and I helped my wife get along, my mother get along. Mm-hmm. But 20 years ago, there were no outreach programs. There were no organizations to reach out to. And I'm so glad to hear that there are places to call, to see, to talk with these days. What a difference.
It does. That 800 number for Alzheimer's, which is 272-3900, staffed 24/7, 365 with people that really know what they're talking about and can help you through the most terrible sundowning or whatever you're going through. My wife wrote a book completely packed with stories. And I think people like stories. I mean, you and I on the radio and John Engen and Strami and so forth, people like stories. And it's a book of stories, and yours from 17 years ago, I'm sure, is just as fresh now as it was then.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, I've got to get a hold of Cheryl's book for sure, even though right now I'm not in the midst of any, we hope, any other Alzheimer's.
Right.
But I want to urge folks to call that number. I've jotted it down, if I may say it. 763-450-0500. And the longest day, well, it's been a thrill. It is hanging out with you guys. And I know we have other I don't want to say older colleagues, Chuck, but let's just say longtime colleagues.
There we go.
From years past of the business. But it's a great day.
Thank you there, Denny. I appreciate
that. I feel honored to be a part of it.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Who was that again?
Yeah, somebody wake up Strami, would you? Tell him he's on the radio.
Well, I'll tell Dave Lee when he comes on this afternoon. So it's all good. Denny, thank you so much for coming on and being with us and just for the support. It means a lot to have your voice on Bob, to have you speaking up for Alzheimer's the longest day. You are a gentleman, and love listening to you all these years and continue to listen to you.
Thank you all. Thank you for that, and I'm with you guys all the way.
Thank you.
Right. Bless you, buddy. That's Denny.
Take care.
Yep, thank you. All right, it's a summer song, John.
I'm ready for summer songs.
Bob FM.
After 6 hours of school, I had enough of the day. I hit the radio dial and turned it up all the way. I got a dance. Shake it off good. With my chick by my side, the radio does the trick. I love the dance. Now the beat's really hot. I'm just going. Dance, dance,
Nothing like summertime in Minnesota.
It's a song that comes from the era where the songs weren't more than a minute 40 long.
Oh, and,
wow.
and
to go to the bathroom.
No, it really is. You got a plan to get there and get back.
Yeah, that's right. That's no Hey Jude.
No, not at all.
You know, if we didn't even play them at 45 RPM, we sped up the turntable to play them at 47 to make them even shorter.
Yeah, so you could squeeze more than an hour.
And it brightened the sound of the radio station by doing so. It didn't sound goofy, but fun, and all dance, 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 and all the Beach Boys, they were headed for the ballroom at Medina,
yeah.
And somebody out there, maybe it was Bill Deal or somebody on Ouija those years ago, or James Francis Patrick O'Neill on KDWB, happened to say to them, when did you guys know that you were going to be national stars?
Mm-hmm.
They were big on the left coast, but here they were at the Medina, and they said to him, we heard a traffic report on a Minneapolis radio station that said the cars were backed up for 7 miles to get into the Medina Ballroom to see us.
Wow.
That's when the Beach Boys knew, and that's one reason that the Beach Boys and Minnesota Summer are synonymous.
Weren't you on American Bandstand also?
Wouldn't that be fun? I tell you.
You know, it dawned on me while we were listening to Denny Long. I was just kind of taking a survey of all of us in the studios.
Yeah.
Every one of us has had direct contact with people who are going through or have gone through dementia or Alzheimer's.
Yeah, there's five of us in the studio. Yeah.
So the reason I bring it up is because sometimes you think of this as a very small segment of society. Mm. Sometimes it's just kind of regulated to this little corner of life. It is not. If you can get five guys in a studio from different walks of life, and every one of us are struggling or have struggled.
Yep.
With a loved one in these regards.
Yep.
That tells me even more so. We've got to get at this thing and get some support for those people and get some money into the pockets of the folks we're trying to finance today.
Would you call 763-450-0500 and make a donation in any amount to help us with our goal of $1,000 an hour for the Alzheimer's Association of Minnesota and North Dakota. Would you please do that?
Yeah, let's do it.
The phones are ringing right now. Jeff?
I'll say a thank you to a couple of people that just in the last few minutes,
please,
since we gave the last update, have called. Kim Peterson, Merlin Williams, both donated $100.
Thank you.
Dan Schwargel donated $500.
Thank you. We are getting there. Oh, we are getting there.
Come on, you can do this online at mybobcountry.com.
Yeah.
John, let's bring Mac back in and talk a little bit about your family.
Yeah, tell the stories.
Well, everybody, like John said, everybody is connected to Alzheimer's and dementia. My sister is a 79-year-old beautiful lady, lives down in Tampa now with her daughter. She is the caregiver for her husband, who is 83, who has severe dementia.
Hmm.
And on top of that, he's had several toes amputated due to his diabetes. He's relegated to a wheelchair. She's in a walker. If it weren't for her daughter taking the two of them in, they would be someplace we wouldn't want to know what to do with them, where to put them. They're 1,000 miles away from Minnesota. So it's like, what do we do? I was contacted by an old high school friend of mine, and she said that her husband was diagnosed with lymphoma and is suffering from dementia at the same time. It's everywhere, everywhere.
It's critical.
Yeah.
And your support in any amount will help move the ball forward toward more understanding, toward help for caregiving families. like we said, for the 100,000 in Minnesota, there's probably three family members that are helping and involved in the care of each of those persons that make up that 100,000 number.
Well, I was thinking about Roger Strom's story.
Yep.
Is that you got to have help.
Yep.
And you got to have the right help.
You find somebody that you can work with. And it doesn't need to be your adult protection services person, but perhaps somebody in there. I happen to connect with somebody that is with Adult Options. She happens to be in Coochaching County because I brought my parents from International Falls. Mm-hmm. She and I talk on a regular basis or email on a regular basis. And through, I've been taking care of mother and stepdad since 2017. Mm-hmm. And she has been a lifesaver. In fact, we're going through an awful lot right now, and I'm sending her flowers. Oh. And because she's made a huge difference, not in only my life as a caregiver, but indirectly, my mother's life as well.
Absolutely.
Just wonderful. So if you would, right before we go to a commercial break.
Let's give the number.
Let's do 763.
Right.
450-0-5-0-0.
Hi, this is Dolly Parton, and you're bobbing up with Chuck and John on Bob Effie.
She is such a sweetheart. There isn't anything that she won't do to help us in this broadcast.
I love hearing these again.
Yeah, she is so sweet. So that's John, and this is the Napper,
I feel
and we
so
are
important.
On Bob FM. This is The Longest Day, shining a light on Alzheimer's. And if you would donate, we are in what we call a new era of hope.
Yeah.
763-450-0500, John.
Let's not stop those calls, folks. We've got some goals, and we're just asking you to meet them. You know, $1,000 an hour seems a little on the hefty side, maybe a mountain we can't climb. But, man, you have been responding.
Come on.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I mean, let's just keep this ball rolling.
Come on.
Here's the number again. It's 763-450-0500.
You know, as we were talking about a few minutes ago, every one of us in this room has a family member that has been touched by some form of dementia, Alzheimer's, vascular dementia. And I wonder if you've ever wondered what it would be like for you personally, John Engen, to go through an Alzheimer's simulator.
So I did.
Tell me.
And it was as a result that Cheryl had. I think 2 years ago, you mentioned that you'd gone through one of those things. And I started wondering, I got the feeling that communications, I wasn't effectively communicating, and I wanted to know what the barriers may have been. And so I had opportunity to go to one of those simulators, and if you understand what that dear loved one of yours is going through in their hearing and their understanding, it changes everything in the way you're going to have contact with them.
It absolutely does. Chuck and I actually went through a simulator down in Arkansas 6 months after my mom passed. So both my parents had already passed by that point. We thought nothing's, just like you, John, that we thought there's nothing that's going to make us feel the way that mom and dad felt. And so we had to go in separately. It was a 10-minute experience, but they did things with our hands, put inserts in our feet. We had headphones on, and we had these special goggles that were on. So what that did is it put loud shrieking noises like sirens at different points. It really disjointed our ability to think through the steps that we, or the tasks that we're supposed to take. So anyway, so we get ready, we got all this little gear on, and then I go in, and she says, I'm only going to tell you this once. You're going to have five tasks, each of them that have three steps. You need to complete them in 10 minutes. And so she was explaining them to me, and I thought, oh, man, I can't even take crib notes to be able to remember any of these. But she gave it all to me, and then the light starts
strobing,
thank you. We're strobing, and I was hearing sirens in my ears and with all these lights, and I thought, okay, how am I going to, I just got to try to get at least one task. There's something here with an apron, something with an apron. So for 10 minutes, I was muttering apron, apron, apron. And I never did find that stupid apron, but it was part of that. I was supposed to find some laundry, fold it up, put it somewhere. But the only task that I did get is I was supposed to write a note to a loved one, put it in an envelope, and put it in the desk drawer. But here I was, I had my fingers taped together, so it was hard to write. So, but I learned how how my hands weren't going to move right, on how I couldn't comprehend. And by the end of it, I was so exhausted and stressed because I couldn't remember simple tasks. Yeah. I was angry, and I got out of the simulator, and then it was Chuck's turn. And I just sat alone, just shaking and realizing I did experience what Alzheimer's was. I am angry that my mom and dad had to experience this. And I praised God that I at least understood how awful this felt. And you're right. Anybody that has a loved one with Alzheimer's should go through that simulator because you become so aware. You actually feel how incognitive you can become.
You know, put yourself in their shoes. And it's almost impossible for us to do that in a lot of ways. But that simulator right. gives you at least an inside chance. You know, the other thing I found out when I was back there, and Mac, you brought this up. I didn't realize that stage 3 diabetes is considered Alzheimer's. And so there's a connectivity between those things.
Well, yes, there is a connectivity, but I'd never heard it with the stages before.
Yeah, stage 3. Wow. And so I started getting some insight on that, too, because you were just talking about diabetes, and we were talking about it all. I had no idea. And they say that that's one of the things to look for when you have somebody who's struggling with diabetes
yes,
as well.
That's true.
In less than an hour, Kim Jeffries, Kim Cotola, is going to expand upon that very sentence that you just gave.
Look at me, I'm smart.
Yeah, no.
Well, you haven't seen
she's coming on.
Don't push it, okay?
So here's the deal. Right. You guys could have been really nice and say, why, yes, John, that was very insightful, yes. But it was, no, I don't think so. That's not happening here.
I feel so enlightened by it all.
I'm here for you,
well,
Roger.
Here we are raising every dollar that we can get for Alzheimer's research, for funding, for caregiving families, for the 100,000 Minnesotans that we know of.
Yeah.
There are many that are undiagnosed.
Yeah.
You know, when we took our mom down to Little Rock to get diagnosed with a psychiatrist down there, she was in the back seat of the car and we were driving to Little Rock and she said, how soon do we get to St. Paul? She thought we were taking her into St. Paul. Huh. And we had to say, no, Mom, that's not where we're going. We're going to see the doctor in Little Rock.
So then she just went quiet on us. And so Chuck and I are just, we're holding hands in the front seat and just going, okay, what's going to happen next? About maybe 30 seconds later, then Mom says, okay, I'm back. And so Chuck and I looked at each other like, okay, where did she think she was? Or what did she come back from? And so all we could do is just wow. hold hands and travel the rest of the way to her doctor.
Yep, so that's what it is like. When we went, she failed the clock test that they gave her. She couldn't answer who was president of the United States. And just very simple things that you should be able to figure out. Yep. So that we just continue along on Bob today until 3 o'clock. Chuck and John in the morning on Bob FM for Alzheimer's. And we're going to get to another special guest in a moment.
So it's come down to this, the last song on the last show for the true at KDWB. This is a special song that I put together just last night with the help of the James Walsh Gypsy Band and producer Dick Hetland at Cookhouse. With apologies to Joe Walsh. It's a song about you and me in 10 years here at KDWB. Of course, with my luck, it'll probably turn into a smash. I have to come back and do it at the Civic Center.
My radio show is one of the best. My rating's 50 ahead of the rest. I've been 10 years at KDWB. A living legend is old TDB. It's time to leave here, but time to move on. That Twin Cities have been good to me. Young girls and late nights playing up on the stage. I've got to leave town, they've all come of age. If I don't take this new job in L.A., I'll be as old as the oldies I play. It's hard to leave here, but time to move on. The Twin Cities have been good to me.
Well, I hope you liked it. I like 10 years here.
I don't have to say keep listening. I need the gig anymore because I've had it and I've loved the gig. Twin Cities, thank you. From the True and Stereo KDWB.
Yep.
Oh, we used to even have to say stereo back then.
Yeah.
Those were the days out on Radio Drive, and here he is, Don Blue. Good morning.
Hey. Whoa. That song makes me cry. No, are you kidding me?
you were such an institution in this town.
I should have been institutionalized in this town.
I set you up, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Thank you for being on. Thanks for being with Chuck and John on Bob. And we have Roger Strom in the studio and Mike McAnally, Mike McNeil in the studio. And, of course, Jeff Jones, our program director. And it's just, TDB, it's great to have you on. I know you're back out in San Francisco, but you still have a lot of ties here to the Twin Cities.
Absolutely. I when I first got the email, my first reaction was, Chuck Knapp is still alive?
Hallelujah. That's good.
But I'll tell you what, I was just hearing Cheryl, you know, talking about that simulator and what an experience. I didn't even know there was such a thing. And it sounds like it's something, like you said, anybody who would go through that and realize kind of what is on the other side, because we don't. I had a mother-in-law with dementia, you know, spoke a different language, kind of, you just wonder what's going on inside, what is really happening in there, and with, you know, with the more research that can be done, the more that we can find out. I mean, you know, hopefully a cure, but if not that, a better understanding just of what this means. Where it comes from, you know, and hopefully at some point how to prevent it.
See, our goal is $1,000 an hour. We thought it was a modest goal, although at the time that it fell out of my mouth, I thought, oh, really?
That's a big goal.
But there are listeners out there that can do that in a heartbeat.
Absolutely, and many of you are calling 763-450-0500.
Come on.
Thanks for lining up on those phones. We just left to keep them hot till 3, 760-450-0500.
Now, are you actually marrying your niece?
No, that's
just a rumor.
That's in your country.
That's in Arkansas. Okay, I'm saying.
No, I actually, you know, we started this on the air. I became a Universal Life Church minister.
Yeah.
So that I could marry people on the radio. We did. We married somebody in the blimp over the Golden Gate Bridge, and we married a couple on water skis where they, instead of, you know, I do, they said, hit it, and off they went. And we actually married a couple underwater where we had special microphones so that we could broadcast the wedding. And just before the wedding started, and we're all underwater at Six Flags, actually in the dolphin tank, and the groom is giving me the sign like my microphone doesn't work, and the bride says, "Don't worry, I got this." So when I say, "Adam, do you take Cindy to be your lawfully wedded wife?" and Cindy goes, "He does," and that was the way the wedding started, and I think that's the way the marriage has gone ever since. So coming up in September, my niece is getting married and asked me to be the officiant. So I'm very proud. We're going to Colorado and take care of business. It'll be great.
I know you, I didn't want to surprise your wife, Kathy, with anything.
Exactly.
It just came out of my mouth wrong, like so many things.
I understand, as it always does.
But it's radio. And it's very forgiving. And we can't thank you enough. Year after year, you are on this broadcast with us. This is the fourth year for Alzheimer's on the longest day here on Bob FM. And True Don Blue, a real fixture at KDWB. That was a loss. You had so much creativity going on around that morning show. And when you left, we felt it. There was a hole in the morning broadcasting community. So
well, of course, you know, I'm from East Grand Fork, the sugar beet capital of the world, by the way. Mm-hmm. And so Minneapolis and Minnesota, I mean, it meant everything to me, and still does.
Yeah.
So we get back a lot, and happy to be here.
So happy to have you on, Bob. And maybe we're going to be able to get you on in the last half hour of the show this afternoon when we're wrapping it up.
Absolutely.
Just a wonderful. We'll call you back. And maybe the Zoom will be working, or maybe you'll be on a phone. But either way, we're happy for the technology. We're thankful that you are a part of this broadcast every year. And I just can't thank you enough. And for the folks that are listening, if you would, maybe there better be some TDB fans out there that are still remembering.
Absolutely. Here's one right here.
Right here, me
right
too.
Right here, got him.
Yep, Max, Strami, we all remember you. And in that honor, would you call 763-450-0500 and donate in any amount to the Alzheimer's Foundation? And you do a ton of foundational support and fundraising in the Bay Area from your days at K101, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. We do a lot of just the Knights of Columbus first responders dinner and just different charity things. It's lots of fun. Do some auctioneering. $100 money, we better not do. Who'd have been due? You able to buy them a deal? Let's do two. There you go.
Sold.
Perfect. Call me. What? Call this number, 763-450-0500. It's time for you to make your donation. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. But here's your song by the Hollies. A great summer song on Bob. Day broadcast on Bob FM. This is Chuck, the Napper Radio Guy, along with Mac and Strami and John Engen and Jeff Jones at the controls of Bob until 3 o'clock this afternoon, fundraising for Alzheimer's research on the longest day. This is the second biggest fundraiser of the year for ALZ, behind the walks. And we participated in that walk last year from Target Field, and it was phenomenal. It felt so good for all of us to be back together again, walking shoulder to shoulder. And you know, Mac, I didn't recognize you without your mask, but I'm glad you're back.
I'm glad to be back.
It's nice to have you. And Stromy is in, and just Roger Strom for years woke us up early in the morning, maybe too early.
Yes.
And
but that was good for the cows.
It was good for them. It was good for me. And just the cast that you were surrounded with over there.
I go back as far as Joyce Lamont and Howard Viking.
Yep. Just got to meet Howard once. What a man.
Oh, yeah.
Just a wonderful cast over there.
Right. Play-by-play guy with the Gophers. You remember his play-by-play with the basketball and the football team?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. But I Ray Christensen more than anyone else, yeah. Probably. But yes.
He was one of the most gentle, caring people I've ever met.
Yeah.
Ray Christensen.
Yeah. Yep.
And then, of course, Rod Erickson was right up there, too. I always said he was my hero.
You know, when I was 14 years old, there was a guy from Fargo that was a rock jock that came down to the Armory in Fergus Falls and did record ops. And I went up and stood and talked to Charlie Boone by the hour.
Sure.
just had a wonderful time. So great to have you on the broadcast, sure. Along with Mac and everybody, as we look at the longest day shining a light on Alzheimer's. Thanks to Bob FM for allowing us to come in. Jeff, the phones are ringing. Stuff is going on out there on the phone lines.
We're more than halfway to our goal for the day for today. So I'd love it if we had to say, we got to raise more. We got to double our goal. If that was the case, I would love to have that problem.
Let's do it.
If we hit 5,000, and we've got an hour, let's double it. But let's get to 5 first.
Double down on it.
No, that's right. Mac, it's good to have you on the broadcast.
So good to be here, Chuck.
Every year you are here.
Thank you.
And to have Roger first year here of the 4 years.
Well, thank you.
Hopefully you'll come back again.
Yes, I definitely will.
We'll drag you in here kicking and screaming.
Well, just offer food.
Get bagels down the hall.
Speaking of that, actually, I do want to say thank you to the Lookout Bar and Grill in Maple Grove, because they are providing us with lunch here.
Great.
It should be here momentarily.
Well, awesome. Have you got a long song you can play?
Here we go. With Indigata De Vita.
Well, that works. That works. MacArthur Park. There's a number of things that we can
do.
So many.
Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah. Instead of that, we're playing summer songs like 2 Minutes of the Beach Boys and Bus Stop by the Hollies and some of the great oldies that are connected to
they
summer.
They aren't good for a bathroom break, especially at our age.
Yeah. Glad the restrooms are close by.
If I ever went back in radio, I'd have to have a porta potty in the studio. Sorry.
Well, you know, things are a little different these days.
Yeah.
I don't have records sitting next to me. I can put 2 or 3 songs in a row and walk away.
Or carts.
Hey,
or cart machines.
What do we know about Jay Allen? Is he coming on?
I'm waiting to see him jump onto our Zoom meeting.
Okay. And he is a country music artist.
Yeah, you probably recognize him if you've been watching The Voice. You recognize the name Jay Allen.
Yeah.
That's where it's from.
Yeah. So I don't want to share his story. It's too powerful for me to try to eclipse what he can do.
But he did very well on The Voice, as I recall.
And he's got a pretty impactful song that is pretty powerful today as well. But we've got quite a few people, actually, that we're going to be getting to. I do want to say thank you to Mary Strom, who made a donation. Gary and Karen Schmidt, as well, that have made a donation.
Thank you.
And you can jump on at mybobcountry.com. Or you can be a part of the broadcast online on the Bob Country Facebook page right now. Watch this whole thing. Share it. That's what we're trying to do. We want to start a new era of hope, and we need your help to do that.
You said my wife made a donation?
Yes.
There goes my allowance.
That's good, though. It's for a worthy cause.
Oh, I guess so, yeah.
You know, we're going to have Terry Train on this afternoon. We're going to have Dave Lee. We're going to have Kim Jeffries, Kim Cotola. She has written a beautiful book. And she's going to be on. We're going to have Dan Hertzgard on within the next hour. We're going to have Denny Carpenter, who is the owner of Bob FM, is going to be on with a special tribute that is coming up to Bullet Bob. Bullet Bob Lang. We lost him this last year, and Denny's going to have a little special tribute there. And then this afternoon, Ron Shera. We have landed Ron Shera.
All right.
We have set the hook.
Before we get Jay Allen on, we got to get a couple of spots out of the way. Plus, you know, we'll throw another groaner in here. Terry Train.
Did you hear about the radio guy who breaks out in a rash every time he gets his paycheck? He's allergic to peanut.
The truth hurts, doesn't it, Mac?
It does. You know? It does.
But we would have paid to do this job.
Absolutely.
That's the truth.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. All right. Yep. We'll be back in just a moment. Make a donation right now, 763-450-0500.